From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is promising to rid Turkey of people involved in Friday's failed coup attempt as authorities continue to carry out arrests of those allegedly responsible. Around 6,000 people have been detained. State-run media reports an aide to Erdogan is among those detained after the coup attempt. Erdogan said authorities will continue to pursue supporters of exiled Islamist cleric Fethullah Gulen, whom Erdogan has blamed for the coup attempt. Gulen has been living in the United States since before Erdogan came to power. He condemned the coup and denied he had anything to do with the military revolt. Erdogan called on the United States to extradite Gulen. He said, I say, give this person in Pennsylvania to Turkey already. I call on the United States, if we are strategic partners, if we are model partners, please comply with your partner's request because we give you every terrorist you wanted from us. French police Sunday released the estranged wife of the truck driver who ran down nearly 300 Bastille Day revelers in the French resort of Nice, but are still questioning six others to see if the attacker was acting alone. The woman, the mother of attacker Mohamed Lahouage Boalel's three children, had been arrested Friday. She was detained hours after Boalel drove a 19-ton refrigerator truck at 90 kilometers an hour along Nice's Mediterranean shoreline Promenade des Anglais, mowing down people over a 2-kilometer path. This is VOA News.